Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Defense Department in a farewell ceremony holding that for President Biden today. The president telling military members he was honored to lead them.
Last time as Commander-in-Chief, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all the families. We owe you.
Outgoing Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin praising the president's leadership during times of turmoil overseas, from Russia's war in Ukraine to the conflict, he says, between Israel and Hamas.
He has just secured a ceasefire that will stop the fighting in Gaza, surge more humanitarian aid to suffering Palestinian civilians, and reunite the hostages with their families.
The ceasefire deal expected to go into effect Sunday. On Capitol Hill, Senate confirmation hearings continue. EPA nominee Lee Zeldin and Interior Secretary nominee Doug Burgum among those answering questions today. And the winds have eased in Southern California. This is ABC News. Hollywood marking a major passing, TV and film director David Lynch. Details from ABC's Mike DeBusky.
Whether it was Twin Peaks or Mulholland Drive or Blue Velvet, there's a good chance you've encountered at least one David Lynch project in your life. Lynch got his start in filmmaking with 1977's Eraserhead, followed up by the award-winning The Elephant Man. In a statement, his family says there's a big hole in the world now that he's no longer with us, but as he would say, keep your eye on the donut and not on the hole.
David Lynch was 78. A new request from the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students. Lawyers for Brian Koberger asking the court to make public records detailing how detectives use DNA that police call a match to the former student. Koberger's attorneys claim investigators used a controversial new technique to link him to the crime and claim the genetic match is not a smoking gun. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your forecast as we're heading into tonight is calling for temperatures to cool down to around 22 for a low. South winds 10 to 20, otherwise mostly cloudy. Cloudy Friday, but some spotty sprinkles or snow possible in the afternoon. Highs could be in the lower 40s, southwest winds 15 to 25. Friday night, lows of 13, and on Saturday, partly cloudy, highs of 17. We have winds out of the northeast at 5, and it's 33 degrees.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
WRCO 100.9.
And I wonder what it might mean. Is there someone beside me? Lately you've been acting different. I've been going out and doing all the things I know you do. Whatever makes it look like I'm getting over you. But high-key, you're trying to tell me you don't like me. That's like saying I'm a smoke with a train. Think of Friday night, baby, I won't lie. That's like saying I don't know anything. When my mama
Where you been at? And I know that I've been playing, saying that I want you to stay. I mean, I'm picking up my phone when it knowing that the old me wouldn't hesitate to hit you, but the last thing that you told me is that you need a space. It was hard for me to face, so I got a little faded, 'cause I know how much you hate it. But still low-key, you're trying to tell me you don't love me.
A turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
I thank the good Lord above for giving me another round. I'll probably die in these boots, chasing out a mighty dollar while others still sleep. I'm that kind of blue collar. I get it from my daddy, like the calluses on these hands. Here if my head shake, you show me how to be a man. By the red, white, and blue, bet your ass my boy's a blue collar too. Dawn till dusk, I'm earning all this pay from the sweat on my brow and the dirt on my face. I feel the sun beating on my back, I can't quit just yet. I'd like to have a cold one, still 3 hours left. I get it from my daddy, like the calluses on these hands. Here if my handshake, show me how to be a man. We live by the good book, by the red, white, and blue. Bet your ass my boy's a blue collar too. Calluses on these hands. Hear me if I handshake and show me how.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
3, a 3.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, trouble on one hand, a beer and the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. So time, blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head, got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the Great Salt Plains or the hills of Kentucky. Maybe north, maybe south, I don't care as long as it's now. So
yourself.
like nice. She didn't know you when she gave me that advice.
Planning for the 2022 annual Walk with Grace will begin today. Anyone who would like to help out with this year's walk is welcome to attend the meeting at 6. That'll be at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. The meetings last about an hour. Also, as we're looking ahead to the weekend, an old-fashioned barn dance with the Driftless Folk School will be held at the Lafarge Community Center Saturday from 5 to 9. A potluck will be held at 5, with dancing beginning at 6:30.
All-American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric Tools and Accessories. See our complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. Get Milwaukee-branded gear to wear at the job site. Plus, check out the accessories for the Packout Modular Storage System and get your equipment organized. AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunnarsson Boscobel's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Boscobel, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunnarsson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Weekday mornings at 7:20.
It's the Roundup.
It's the Roundup with Hank and Phil.
Funny, witty,
and they know nothing at all. But it's everything you need to kickstart your day.
Right on in Raw.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
By revival, yeah, mama. standing on her mama's steps. And if her daddy hadn't come along and run me off, I know I'd have never left. It's a crying shame, but that's the way it was. Something
on WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the Justice Department, Attorney General Merrick Garland thanking DOJ staffers and commended them for their hard work on the January 6th investigation stemming from the Capitol riots.
You brought to justice those who kicked, punched, beat, and tased law enforcement officers who were protecting the Capitol that day. And you pursued accountability for that attack on our democracy wherever it led.
Merrick pushing back on criticism that the DOJ has been weaponized. Israel's prime minister expected to present the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal tomorrow to his government for approval. It's set to be implemented on Sunday. Winds in Southern California easing today, helping fire crews as they battle to contain last week's deadly wildfires. Film and TV director David Lynch has died. He's known for the series Twin Peaks, along with the movie Blue Velvet and Mulholland Drive. David Lynch was 78. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Girls basketball tonight, Riverdale is at Darlington, Mineral Point at Iowa Grant, Fenimore at Cuba City, and Boscobel at Southwestern. Also DeSoto at North Crawford and Lafarge at Seneca. Boys basketball games include Dodgeville at Platteville, the Richland Center Hornets are at Lancaster, Prairie du Chien is at River Valley. The Blackhawks are trying to get a win against the visiting Blackhawks tonight. Here's River Valley coach Luke Thatcher.
And again, we're still dealing with some injury, we're still dealing with some illness, so we're going to have a little bit of a different lineup up tonight that I'd rather not go into yet, but it is going to be a challenge. We need to make sure that we know where shooters are, and we're contesting shots of shooters and rebounding out of that as well.
Prairie du Chien and River Valley among a number of area games this evening. Governor Tony Evers today released the following statement regarding the passing of Bob Uecker. I am saddened to hear of the passing of one of Wisconsin's own, Mr. Baseball himself, the great Bob Uecker. For more than 50 years, Bob brought the magic of the ballpark to life for so many, and I am sure I speak for Brewer fans everywhere when I say we gladly would have had him for 50 more. The governor goes on to say it's a sad day. Kathy and I are thinking of his family, friends, the Brew crew, and all those who knew and loved Uke. He will always be remembered. Good defense and 62% field goal shooting combined for another one-sided Bucks victory. Damian Lillard scored 30 points, and Giannis Antetokounmpo had a double-double with 26 points and 11 rebounds last night as Milwaukee beat Orlando 122-93. Milwaukee is at home again Friday when the Raptors show up. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Tonight, look for lows of 22, south winds 10 to 20, mostly cloudy otherwise. Friday, cloudy, some spotty sprinkles and snow possible in the afternoon. Highs of 42, southwest winds 15 to 25. Friday night, lows of 13, and on Saturday, partly cloudy, highs of 17. Right now, it is a cloudy 32 degrees, and with no precipitation, the barometer up to 29.88, and northeast winds are at 5. Again, it's 32 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on. Cabin solo in the cabin.
this bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up.
Finally understand But I was better as a memory than as your man. Better as a memory than as your man.
Better as a memory here on WRCO, but right now we'll relive a memory by listening to the Paul Harvey Program, sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery, combining a love for quality and a passion for community, also creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. It was the sort of thing Jamie's parents might have expected a dozen years previous. But when their 19-year-old college student son brought home the baby raccoon he had found in the woods nearby, Mom and Dad didn't quite know what to think. The raccoon had obviously been abandoned by its mother, Jamie explained. A trip to the local veterinarian revealed why. The little animal was blind. Jamie's folks agreed that the raccoon's predicament was very sad, but that, after all, was nature's way. Still, Jamie was reluctant to abandon the tiny creature in the woods a second time, this time surely to die. And so began an incredible family saga, the story of aggravation and tenderness and laughter and love that was bound to grow from sharing one's home with Kitty, the raccoon. And yes, it all really happened many years ago, but it was not to be forgot by any member of the Stamper family, including and perhaps especially by Jamie's dad, Malcolm. Because when aerospace engineer Malcolm Stamper retired from his job at Boeing in 1990, he started thinking about the lessons in compassion he'd learned from his acquaintance with Kitty the raccoon. And the more he thought, the more he realized that they were lessons we all need to learn, and the earlier in life, the better. So Malcolm Stamper opened a small office in Seattle. His only full-time employee was his own daughter, Mary Lynham, and a little publishing company called Storytellers, Inc. was born. The publisher's mission was simple enough: to reteach consideration of and respect for and kindness toward fellow beings, to encourage a gentler attitude toward all living things. If you want to get the guns out of the lunchboxes, Mr. Stamper exclaimed, put humane literature back in schools. And that is precisely what he did. With the redistribution of classics like Black Beauty and Beautiful Joe and the Albert Payson Terhune books about collies and more than a dozen new and original books promoting better treatment of animals, titles like Cousin Charlie the Crow and The Lost and Found Puppy. Because Malcolm Stamper's dream was to teach literacy while teaching tenderness and compassion. Well, immediately law enforcement officials and sociologists applauded. For generations, they'd traced much cruelty among grown men to their cruelty toward animals when they were boys. Seattle's reincarnation of St. Francis, Malcolm Stamper, died June 14, 2005. But his publishing mission presses onward, and its mounting success will always point back to the day that his son Jamie returned home from a nearby woodland, cradling in his arms a tiny, abandoned, and blind baby raccoon. And yes, as by now you've guessed, the story of Kitty the Raccoon, tenderly penned by Malcolm's son, was the first literary step for the Stamper family on an exciting path which may someday lead to a better world. But now, whenever you hear the name Malcolm Stamper spoken respectfully in publishing circles, you will remember the man who led 50,000 employees in the development of the first jumbo jet, the Boeing 747, only to set out in his retirement upon the most glorious quest of all, because now you know the rest of the story.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Are you a first-time home buyer ready to take that exciting step? A conventional loan might be just what you need. With flexible terms, competitive interest rates, and options for as little as 3% down, it's never been easier to own your first home. The Schultz Mortgage Team is here to guide you every step of the way, making the process simple and stress-free. Call us today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify and take the first step toward home ownership. Your dream home is waiting. The Schultz Mortgage Team, making first-time buyers feel right at home.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's woodcutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chain for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
WRCO 100.9.
Come on!
and that's for sure.
traffic light, wondering what would happen if we hung a left instead of taking that fateful old right. It's the human condition. Part of us wishes that life wouldn't get so tight, and we all know better than thinking that's ever gonna change. A little something different for the right out loud. Yeah, a change even for the worst would be better somehow. Looking for change, yeah, yeah, change. Looking for change, yeah.
Little Change with Sons of the Desert. The 5 o'clock news, sponsored by Wilson Doran Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step forward toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Good evening. It's 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the Justice Department, Attorney General Merrick Garland thanking DOJ staffers and commended them for their hard work on the January 6th investigation stemming from the Capitol riots.
You brought to justice those who kicked, punched, beat, and tased law enforcement officers who were protecting the Capitol that day. And you pursued accountability for that attack on our democracy wherever it led.
Merrick pushing back on criticism that the DOJ has been weaponized. Israel's prime minister expected to present the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal tomorrow to his government for approval. It's set to be implemented on Sunday. Winds in Southern California easing today, helping fire crews as they battle to contain last week's deadly wildfires. Film and TV director David Lynch has died. He's known for the series Twin Peaks, along with the movie Blue Velvet and Mulholland Drive. David Lynch was 78. This is ABC News.